Origin by Creation, January 18. God's Word and the Creation. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. It is the Word of God alone that gives to us an authentic account of the creation of our world. The theory that God did not create matter when He brought the world into existence is without foundation. In the formation of our world, God was not indebted to pre-existing matter. On the contrary, all things, material or spiritual, stood up before the Lord Jehovah at His voice and were created for His own purpose. The heavens and all the host of them, the earth and all things therein, are not only the work of His hand, they came into existence by the breath of His mouth. While there is an individuality and variety in nature, there is a oneness in their diversity, for all things receive their usefulness and beauty from the same source. The great master artist writes His name on all His created works, from the loftiest cedar of Lebanon to the hyssop upon the wall. They all declare His handiwork, from the lofty mountain and the grand ocean to the tiniest shell upon the seashore. He made the night, marshalling the shining stars in the firmament. He calls them all by name. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork, showing man that this little world is but a jot in God's creation. The deepest students of science are constrained to recognize in nature the working of infinite power. But to man's unaided reason, nature's teaching cannot but be contradictory and disappointing. Only in the light of revelation can it be read aright. Through faith we understand. In the beginning God. Here alone can the mind in its eager questioning, fleeing as the dove to the ark, find rest. Above, beneath, beyond, abides infinite love, working out all things to accomplish the good pleasure of His goodness.